Hello everyone, your girl Tay here, and I'm bringing you another Let's Talk Wild podcast episode. Today is March 20th, 2024, and this is episode 60, The Animal Mutants of X-Men. With the release of the new X-Men 97 animated series, I wanted to spotlight some Marvel mutants that are inspired by, of course, animals. Whether it be names, designs, or abilities. But before we get into that, make sure you follow and subscribe to the podcast on all podcasting and social media platforms. You could support the pod by becoming a subscription member. You could go to my podcast website on Buzzsprout to sign up. I'll have the link in the description box. Also, head to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and check out the videos over there once you're done listening over here. You guys already know the drill. Now, let's talk wild. The revival of the popular animated series X-Men has released today under the new name X-Men 97. I've been waiting for this for so long and I'm very excited to watch. I remember sitting in front of the TV and watching the original cartoon while eating my bowl of cereal. The show was like, you know, my kiddie soap opera, you know. You know how your parents back then would have their soap operas like The Young and the Restless and The Bold and the Beautiful. Honey, X-Men was that for me. The drama, the fights, the different mutants with all these different abilities, and the love stories within the series was crazy. Like, come on, Wolverine trying to steal Scott's girl, okay, Jean. Like, he was like, look, I'm trying to get your girl. What's up? What you gonna do about it? I ain't gonna stop talking to her. What you gonna do about it? Like, a hot mess. Like, and Gambit trying to get, like, Rogue and stuff. It was just crazy. And Rogue knew she wanted old boy, but she just was, like, scared that she would hurt him and just a lot. And Gambit just wanted to take the risk, honey. He did not care. But, honey, it was a lot. But I lived for every moment of it. And I can't wait to see the, you know, gang back together again. So, yeah, I'm very excited, you know. So let's jump into some of my favorite mutants that I'll be talking about today for this episode. We're going to start off with Hank McCoy, also known as Beast. Hank was born a mutant after his father, Norton McCoy, was exposed to large amounts of radiation that changed his DNA while working at a power plant. Hank had big hands and feet and was teased by his classmates for his appearance and was given the nickname Beast. Having mutant agility came in handy when he was a senior in high school. He was a star football player, and during one game, he stopped robbers trying to escape across the football field. This caught the attention of the Conquisitor, a villain who kidnapped Hank's parents because he wanted Beast to work for him. The X-Men came and beat up the bad guy, and of course, Professor Charles Xavier asked Beast to enroll in his school, the Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters. I like, not gifted children, gifted youngsters, okay? Hank had bronze, but he had brains too. He completed his studies and graduated, receiving his doctorate in genetics, and began working as a genetic researcher under Dr. Carl Maddox at the Brand Corporation. During his time there, Beast discovered the hormonal extract that causes genetic mutation and discovered that Dr. Maddox was trying to steal the government documentation. Hank took it upon himself to try to stop Maddox, but it came with a price. Hank took the extract to disguise himself, but it enhanced his mutation. He grew hair all over his body, fangs, and pointed ears, and his agility and strength advanced. But he found out that he couldn't return to what he previously looked like once he was in that form for too long. He was embarrassed and tried hiding his new look, but eventually he learned to accept it. I love Beast. He's one of those mutants that, you know, the brains and the bronze, it just goes well together. And the blue, honey, Beast Blue is what we call it around here. The blue, I love that they made him blue. And the voice, honey, the voice, Canadian actor George Buza. I hope I pronounced his last name correctly. It's all love. If I didn't, I apologize. But the voice was everything, honey. Okay. But the only thing that I was mad about far as like Beast's storyline through the animated series was the girls used to play with Beast. Like, stop playing with him just because he's, you know, nerdy guy, you know, You know, he still get active out there, you know, when he gotta, you know, pound a couple of villains, you know. But the girls used to play on his top, and it's like he deserves real love, not for you girls to be playing with his heart, honey. It just was a lie, okay? Beasts deserve love. And I know it's a bunch of guys out there that identify as a beast. Like, they're nerdy guy. Like, you know, they got a little bronze to them, little muscles, little something, something. You know, will get active if they need to, but that's not their first choice. But, you know, they're just like the nerdy guy, good guy, the good guy. And you know, they just identify with him. So shout out to Beast and shout out to the guys that identify as a beast. I hope that y'all find love, honey, and that the girls stop playing with your hearts, okay? Say, I got the IQ, honey. I got the strength. What's good? Like, but you playing with my heart. So let's not do that. Next up, we have Mortimer Toynbee. I know I probably said his last name wrong, but guess what? We have the villain name, and that's all that matters. Toad. He was an abandoned child born in the UK and placed in an orphanage. He was teased and tormented because he was ugly and had a weird-shaped body. He also possessed some strange abilities, like being able to leap in the air really high, like a toad. He was a lonely kid and eventually developed a submissive personality and would listen to anyone he thought really cared about him, like he thought Magneto did, who recruited him to join his Brotherhood of Evil Mutants and gave him the name Toad because he literally was a walking mutant toad from his appearance, personalities, and abilities. Besides having a very good hop, honey, he can leap up in the air in a single bound, okay? He was very agile. He's not good with like hand-to-hand combat, but he's very agile and has a long prehensile tongue with toxic saliva. So this is one toad you don't want to lick, okay? I know there are people out there licking toads to get high. Don't do that, okay? The U.S. National Park Service had to make a post online telling people not to lick toads, especially toxic ones, okay? So yeah, keep your mouths to yourself. You don't want to be licking no toads, and this is one toad that you don't want to lick either, honey. Toad is so like weird like that, he probably would love it. Like, you love me, lick me. You love me, lick me. Like, no, sir, absolutely not. And keep your tongue in your mouth too. Don't you wrap that thing around my neck, honey. When in the movies, wrapping that around somebody's neck, You don't want to get choked out by a toxic toad tongue. Absolutely not. That would be a horrible way to go out. But don't be toxic like the toads, okay? Show your girl some love and subscribe to Let's Talk Wild on YouTube and on all social media and podcasting platforms. You can also support the podcast by signing up and becoming a member. You could go to my podcast website on Buzzsprout to sign up. I'll have the link in the description box. Now, let's hop back into the show. Cue the animals. Next up, we have everyone's favorite mutant, James Howlett, also known as Logan, but famously known as Wolverine. He was born in Alberta, Canada, to some very rich parents, but that didn't make them great parents because his mother had some issues and ended up being a neglectful mother. His father, well, the guy his mother was married to, was slain by his real father, their groundskeeper, Thomas Logan. So his mother was having an affair with the groundskeeper. Wolverine offed his real dad and then ran to British Columbia with his childhood friend Rose. As his powers grew, so did his rage. So to release it, he started cage fighting and earned the name Wolverine. In the comics, Rose gave him the nickname Logan, but she suffered a horrible fate after he accidentally stabbed her with his claws. He went through some things after that, living in the wilderness, eventually rejoining civilization, becoming a soldier, mercenary, and of course, a criminal. Just the typical things you would imagine a guy like him would do as a career choice, you know? but he ended up kidnapped and put in the Canadian Weapon X or Experiment X Super Soldier program, where they turned and used mutants as weapons. The doctors and scientists running the program made Wolverine lose his memory and fused his entire skeleton with adamantium. He became stronger, but his healing powers were now slower. He would need more time to rejuvenate from his battle wounds. After breaking free, he returns to one place he knows well, even with his memory gone, the wilderness. After meeting the Hudson couple from the company Department H, he eventually rejoins civilization and joins their mutant superhero team, Alpha Flight. During this time, he got his classic costume, and he was sent on a mission to stop the Hulk and the monstrous Wendigo. Give him his props, honey, because he went on a mission to stop the Hulk and the Wendigo, honey. He jumped right into a double battle. No questions asked, okay? Now, y'all know how Wolverine gives it up. He don't care. But despite, being, about that life, Wolverine was able to stop the Wendigo, but loses to the Hulk, of course. And after this battle, Wolverine was paid a visit by, of course, y'all already know, Professor Charles Xavier, who offered him the chance to leave Department H and work as a free agent. And he agreed, and the rest is history. I have always loved the name Wolverine. The character design and personality gave very much a Wolverine, and I love it so much. They knocked it out of the park with, naming him Wolverine. Like, out of all the animals you could choose, it worked out. Like, Wolverine. It just rolls off the tongue just perfectly, honey. Wolverine. It's just one of those character names that just fits so perfectly, It just fits so well, and I love it. But the real Wolverine animal is the largest member of the weasel family. They are carnivores with curved front claws that are very sharp, that helps them dig and climb. And they were almost driven to extinction because they were hunted for their fur. But they are not in the clear because in 2023, they were put on the U.S. endangered species list, with decreasing population numbers, hunting, and habitat loss as being some of their threats, okay? So we got to save the Wolverines. We need X-Men. We need Wolverine to do a Save a Wolverine campaign. Okay, that's what we need. Can we get Wolverine with them claws out saying, slash it out? Whatever it out, but we gonna save the Wolverines. I don't know what his motto would be, but it would be something crazy. We gotta save the Wolverines. X-Men here to save the Wolverine. I don't know, but they need to go in and get on a campaign, honey, to save the endangered, Wolverines, okay? Now, we can't end this podcast episode without talking about Wolverine's arch nemesis, Sabretooth, also known as Victor Creed. Little is known about his early history, but one thing is for sure, he was scary and the people were scared of him. But not Wolverine, who he sensed was a mutant. In the Wolverine 1988 comic, Sabretooth attacks Silver Fox, a girl that Wolverine grew fond of. They had a vicious fight, but this battle was another one that Wolverine would lose. With his powers continuing to mutate, Sabretooth became more bloodthirsty and was offered help from, Professor Charles Xavier, always trying to fix somebody. Go here somewhere, Charles, fix your legs. Fix your legs. You always trying to fix somebody. These people don't want no help, honey. These mutants don't want no help. They deceiving you. I thought you had the power. You would know that they was deceiving you, huh? Just always think he could fix somebody. Jeez. But anyways, Sabretooth went to the X-Mansion under false pretenses, and when he had a chance to escape in his holding cell, he did just that. And he ran into Wolverine. Of course, Wolverine is like, what? He here? Oh no, honey, this going in bad. Y'all might as well just go in and let us fight, but You know, they was like, no, we can fix him. He needs help. We have rehabilitated you. Remember, we could rehabilitate him. No, Charles, go ahead somewhere with all of that, okay? But yeah, he ran into Wolverine and they had a vicious battle. But this time, Wolverine came out on top because he pierced Sabretooth's brain with his claws. So Wolverine was like, absolutely not. You had one up on me that last time. Not this time. Nope. Claws is going straight in the dome. Just a hot mess. Straight to it. But that's why I love Wolverine and wouldn't have him any other way. I hope the new animated series will still have the same impact on me like when I was a kid, which I think it will. They'll be my adult soap operas now. But what do you guys think? Have you watched X-Men 97 and did you enjoy it? Who's your favorite mutant and who are you excited to see the most? Let me know all of that, plus how you feel about today's topic, the animal mutants of X-Men. Leave a comment, follow, and subscribe to the podcast on all podcasting and social media platforms. Don't forget that you can now support the podcast by joining the monthly membership subscription. You could go to my podcast website on Buzzsprout to sign up. I'll have the link in the description box. Love yourself, one another, your pets, and the animals. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye. Oh, my God.